Hello and welcome to the Mountainbrook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, April 26th, One Take Wednesday. Again, this is the second take. I couldn't get it right the first time around, but we'll see how it goes this time. We're in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, and we're talking about Jesus, the David in the flesh. This passage is reminding us that Jesus is a descendant of David. We're kind of harping on that in these days. And then at the end of the passage in verse 17, we're going to read also something very important to our faith, that our righteousness is by faith. We'll talk more about that when we do some commentary at the end. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who, as to his earthly life, was a descendant of David, and who, through the Spirit of holiness, was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, we receive grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Christ Jesus for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve in my spirit in preaching the gospel in his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Romans 1 is such a hard-hitting passage. Paul begins here his most thorough defense of the gospel, and he first recognizes Jesus as both a descendant of David and as the one who was raised from the dead. Therefore, Jesus is the Messiah that the prophets foretold long ago. Now, secondly, Paul is concluding this passage by stating that the gospel is the power of God and righteousness. Look at verse 17 again. Basically, what it's saying is that the gospel reveals God's righteousness and makes it available to us by faith. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. This is the verse that so struck Martin Luther that he nailed the 95 Theses on the door of Wittenberg. Originally, Luther had read this verse as bad news. The idea that when the righteousness of God is revealed, none of us will be able to stand. But then he came to the understanding of its true meaning as good news. The righteousness of God is revealed and made available to us by faith, not by our own works. Therefore, we're judged by Christ's righteousness imputed to us and are justified before the Lord. On the Ligonier website, it says this, "And so when Luther understood this passage clearly, he said, 'Whoa, you mean that righteousness by which I am saved is not mine?' It's what he called an alien righteousness, a righteousness that belongs properly to someone else. It's a righteousness that is outside of us. It is namely the righteousness of Christ. And to this Luther said, 'When I discovered that, I was born again of the Holy Ghost, and the doors of paradise swung open and I walked through.'" And so today I want us to celebrate together the fact that we receive Christ's righteousness by faith. It's not by what we do. Yes, we are called to be a people who grow in sanctification and in the works of Christ, but we do not have to live under the weight of always trying to live up to a standard that we cannot live up to. Christ has fulfilled the law, and we rest in his righteousness. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, we are promised in Scripture that you pour out your Spirit on us who believe. Help us, Lord, to draw near to you. Keep us from a coldness of heart and a wandering of a mind. Help us, Lord, to be devoted to you and your things. Help us to reorient our lives around the gospel and around your scriptures if we're not oriented to them right now. Help us, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we ask over the brothers and sisters in the faith whom we have been petitioning for in these days. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Nashville. We ask, Lord, your watch care on them in this time that we cannot understand, Lord, why something so horrific would happen. Please be with all those who have been impacted, and especially the families of those precious little ones who have passed. We also take some time, Lord, to pray for those in our midst and in our families who are sick and in need of extra special grace from you. We pray your healing touch and your will to be done. And we pray for those who are seeking jobs today, Lord. We pray for your favor. We pray for your wisdom. We pray for your will. We love you, Lord. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.